T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's the Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but you never got?
Oh, Kim? My God. I don't know. My parents gave me everything. So I guess
you're a lucky
really
girl.
Blessed.
Okay, lucky girl. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. The Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but never got.
It was a Barbie head, and you could do her hair and put makeup on her.
And you asked and never got it?
I never got it. And we got together at my grandmother's house. My cousin told me that that's what my aunt got for me, and I went to unwrap her gift, and that it wasn't what it was, so he was just teasing me.
Oh no! Cousins. Scarf for life. This is just like for any parent that's thinking about not getting their children what they want. I just want to show you
Sometimes you can't get it.
You guys, the Barbie head is about $16.99.
I understand.
I Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Amanda.
Amanda, what is the Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but never got?
A pony.
Oh, you wanted a real pony, Amanda?
Oh, yeah. I wanted a real horse. Like, I was like, can I get a white pony, please?
Did you have the white pony's name picked out?
Yeah, it was supposed to be Sprinkle.
Did you think through any of the other stuff, like, A, how would we feed it? Where would we keep it? Who would look after it? Or did you just want Sprinkles the white pony?
I literally did not care about any of that. I just wanted Sprinkles.
I understand you and totally... totally feel you. I do.
Spirit animal.
I would walk in and I'd be like, to your parents, how could you not get me that? Thanks for calling. I Kiss 98.5. The Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but never got.
The Play-Doh ice cream parlor.
Oh, that was a solid choice.
It is a good toy.
Yeah. What were you going to do with a Play-Doh ice cream parlor?
Make all kinds of treats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Still holding on to that, huh?
Yeah, and I teach art now, so I think it's probably why.
Right, and just for research purposes, how old are you?
I am 37.
It's okay, never so too just, late to get that Play-Doh ice cream shop, and I get that you hang on to that for life.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
My name's Ashley.
Ashley, the Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but never got.
A Barbie Jeep.
A Barbie Jeep, right?
Oh my gosh, so my next door neighbor had one, so they were just taunting me every day.
Now, is this the kind, the electric ones that you plug in and then you drive it around on your driveway, that kind of
Barbie
Jeep?
Or the one that your Barbie doll goes into?
No, it's the one that you actually go into.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. We're talking the Power Wheels.
Yeah, I love that one. So tell me how your neighbors would taunt you. Would they put their hair up in ponytails and put sunglasses on and drive by your house and wave? Like, what did they do?
Not even. I don't think it was intentional. They were just in it.
They were just having fun.
Were they just looking like they had so much fun?
Yes. Well, funny story. My dad says now when he wins the lottery, he's going to buy me an actual Jeep, and he's going to paint it with the Barbie colors and the Barbie symbol on there.
I love
seen,
your dad.
Jan, That's I've amazing. Seen like a real Jeep tricked out to look like the Power Wheels Barbie Jeep.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Someone had that idea. It looked pretty cool.
Yeah, so her dad needs that person's phone number because if he buys it used, it's probably even cheaper. But that would be amazing if I hope he wins the lottery now. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's the Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but never got?
I wanted a banana seat bike with streamers.
Oh, yes, you did. What color? What color bike did you want?
I didn't care. I just wanted the banana seat.
Do you know my sister, not that we hold on to these things, but my sister Kathy got a purple sparkle banana seat bike when we were kids.
Oh my gosh, that was
I know, and it had like that seat was like squishy, it was perfect. I literally got a bike that was like this yellow pukey color. And I was like, my sister got a sparkly bike. You remember those kind of things.
You definitely do. And instead, I got a BMX boys bike. It was right. Probably a great bike, but it was so disappointing.
Right. There was nothing banana seat.
It wasn't the banana seat. Oh, man, you
exactly.
Could do tricks, though.
No, I feel you. I know what you're talking about. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. What is the Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but never got?
There was a show called The Big Comfy Couch, and there was a doll named Molly, and I wanted her so bad, but I never got her.
Did you ask for it?
I did. I guess you couldn't find it, she said.
Bummer. Allegedly. Here's to finding Molly. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, I have a Christmas present that I never got that I always wanted.
What is it?
When I was growing up, about 10 years old, I wanted the aircraft carrier from G.I. Joe.
Oh,
and I never got it for 3 years in a row. So my brother one year found out that my neighbors got one, and he took the box. He was 8 years old, and he put bricks inside the box so that when I picked it up, I thought it was full of something. And I opened it, and there was nothing inside but bricks. And to this day, 40 years later, we each give each other at least one gift that just has rocks inside of it.
Well, a tradition's a tradition. That is an evil tradition, but it sounds like it's kind of a lot of fun at this point.
Hold it. 8 years old?
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
wow.
It's the only smart thing he's ever done.
Oh, zing. Boom. Mic drop. There you go.
What were you going to say about your mom?
My mom still cringes every single time.
My goodness. Was there a reason she didn't want you to have the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier?
Well, we grew up in kind of a poor neighborhood, and it was $100-something, which was insurmountable at that time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
I got to tell you, eBay has some that are very expensive, like $700, uh-huh. and some that are like $50. You can get the original, depending on which one you want, but I'll get you the G.I. Joe USS Saratoga for $45, gently used.
Yes.
I would love to give that to my kids this year.
Yeah. And then take the box, put some bricks in it, give it to your brother.
That would be the ultimate mic drop. I would just walk out of the room.
I like literally, your story has moved me so much. We're putting you in the third row for Trans-Siberian Orchestra night.
No way.
Yes way. Yes, yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Maybe
That's
you
so cool.
and your brother should go. I don't know what to do with this.
Maybe I'll put something else on a piece of paper for him.
No, you know what you should do? Bring the tickets home after the show and put them in an envelope. And maybe he won't realize that the show's already happened. Get him back.
I'm definitely going to do that.
They were great seats. You deserve a prize for being scarred for life. Hold on a second.
Wow.
644-9850. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What's the Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but never got?
A real Cabbage Patch doll.
A real Cabbage
what
Patch doll.
What did you get the year that you wanted that?
The fake Cabbage Patch doll.
Oh, yeah,
and you could tell their eyes were different, weren't they?
Yes, and then when I had my daughter, her first Christmas, my parents got her the real Cabbage Patch doll.
Wow, they love her more than you.
For anybody that didn't grow up in that generation of Cabbage Patch, because I remember Billie Eilish had no idea what a Cabbage Patch doll was. Can you explain the magic and why it was so important to you? What is a Cabbage Patch doll?
Well, it had the real certificate, and all your friends had it, and when you went to their house to play, they all had the real Cabbage Patch doll, and I had to bring my fake one.
Oh, no. Okay. Did your Cabbage Patch doll have the yarn hair?
No, it was the plastic hair.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah, because the Cabbage Patch dolls, the real ones had the yarn hair that you could stick your fingers through and stuff. Yeah, exactly. Wow. Well, I'm glad your daughter at least got a real Cabbage Patch doll.
Of course.
Of course. Anything for the grandchild. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, what is the one toy you never got growing up as a kid that you wanted?
So it wasn't really a toy. It was the fact that I have always wanted to meet Lady Gaga, and I never got the dance to, but it's on my bucket list.
Oh, you should go to Vegas. You can meet her there.
What's funny is I almost won tickets from you guys on Kiss 98.5, but they couldn't hear me, so they hung up, and the next person got them.
Oh, huh. Brutal. That's so weird. Must have been, you know, yeah, that's problems with cell phones sometimes. But that's a bummer. But you know what? She does see people. She does meet fans. So
yeah, sometimes they get to pull her off the stage, too. It's a ton of fun.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but never got?
The gift that I never got, I don't know if you remember, back in the 90s, I wanted the, everybody had the Charlotte Hornets starter jacket.
The Charlotte
Hornets? Oh, yeah, starter.
Sports team.
Oh, yeah.
Who was the player on the Charlotte? Now you can just get it at Walmart.
Yep. Yeah.
But who was the Charlotte Hornet player that everybody liked then?
Honestly, I don't know why everybody wanted that.
It was the logo and the blue-colored jacket.
Yeah, it wasn't a player-specific
And they were a newer team.
It was a cool-looking jacket, and you're right, it was hyped up everywhere. And I'm pretty sure it was. There was a band where one of the people was wearing it, and that sort of took it off in their video.
Right, too.
It had the zigzag purple and white stripes, that one?
No.
Yeah, that's the one. No, it had the teal green and then the purple.
Yep.
And, you know, you had to have the exact right one, and I really wanted one, and my best friend had one.
Those best friends that always have the gift you want. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean,
that's okay.
You know, now that we're older, we know what's really important.
100%. What is really important?
Family, friends, health.
I'm glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What's the Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but never got?
Hannah Montana tickets. That's all I wanted in life.
Oh, we all went through that phase. So you wanted to see her in concert?
Oh, yeah. And that was when she was really big. And instead, my mom took me to the 3D movie. It wasn't the same. She couldn't. Mm-mm. My mom just couldn't afford the tickets because they all went crazy when she came out. So
I'll give your mom credit, though. She gave you about the closest thing you can get, the 3D experience. Give her credit.
That is true. That is true. I got to see Hannah Montana in 3D.
Sure.
You're sitting there with your glasses on. Well, this isn't the concert.
Oh, yeah. I had the wig and everything. It was pretty serious.
You know, Liam Hemsworth says it's not all it's cracked up to be. he had the full experience, and he's like, nah.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm good.
That's amazing. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but never got?
A Donnie Wahlberg New Kids on the Block doll.
Oh, yeah, and those were big for a while.
Oh, yeah, I wanted one so bad, and I got Danny.
Danny's cheaper, I'm sorry.
Who cares? Yeah. There's people that would love that Danny doll.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, you'd be looking for, like, the Donnie Wahlberg doll, and you'd go into the store, and the only ones that would be left is an entire big row of Danny Wood, and you'd search each one. It would be like, Danny. Yeah, that's a bummer. Sorry about that.
Yep. That's okay.
Okay, there's always next year or this year. Keep our fingers crossed. Hi, Kiss.
Hi, I just wanted to answer the question about the Christmas gift.
Yeah, what's the Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but never got?
When the Game Boy first came out. In the 90s, I believe it was. And I was begging my mom to get it, and I never did.
Oh, and did your friends have them?
So my friends had one, a couple of friends actually had one, so I always went over to their house and played it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it was before cell phones when that first came out. So anybody that had one of those Game Boys, they'd sit there and you'd hear the little clicking of the buttons.
Yeah.
And it would drive you bananas, right? Because you didn't have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What's the Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but never got?
Well, mine was actually, remember those hit clips that had like NSYNC, Britney Spears?
Yep, they played a little clip of a song.
Yes!
Yes, I wanted those. Instead, I got one of their very first cassette tapes.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Cassette tape's not bad.
No,
but the hit clips were cool.
You can't take that around and be like, oh, yeah, look at my new, cassette.
Yeah, hit clip you could literally just carry around and sort of play 20-second hook of your favorite song and then move along.
Today that would be the whole song.
That's the whole song now. Yeah, that's the whole song road.
It's so funny. Hi, Kiss. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
awesome. What's the Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but never got?
Honestly, I'm listening to this, and I just want to say how grateful my parents are because they have literally come through every Christmas since I was a kid.
Oh, now so you're just showing off. What'd you get?
No,
they got me stuff that I didn't even realize that I wanted. Like, they were just great parents. So I just want to say how thankful I am.
Oh, that's
are
nice.
You an only child?
I'm not. I have three older sisters.
Did they favor you?
Well, I was a baby by a lot of years, so I was pretty much an only child, but...
Yeah. There you go. That's why. Right there is the thing. Because you were You were the baby of the family, and you got everything you wanted. What? That's like my sister.
They got it right on the last one.
So they
stopped trying.
So what phases did you go through? Do you remember some of those gifts you absolutely were dying for?
Stereo was one of them. So they got me one with that had like the capability to play 6 CDs and change them.
Wow.
Ooh.
This Britney Spears like pencil kit, because I was obsessed with Britney Spears. There was American Girl dolls, the Bitty Babies. Every year I wanted like clothes and toys for my Bitty Babies, so they got that.
Did you have the matching pajamas?
No, that was before or after my time. So they didn't start coming out with like the matching stuff yet.
I was going to say, they really loved
just the basic Bitty Babies.
Pajamas. Yeah, just the Bitty Babies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Just the Bitty Babies, not the American Girl dolls. I, for some reason, never got into those.
No. Yeah, well, they're very lifelike.
And
they
very
are.
Expensive.
They are. My nieces have them. Yeah.
Very expensive, too.
I have a
I'm
bunch
glad
of stuff I don't
things.
Know what to do with.
So of any of this stuff that your parents got you, do you still have some kicking around in storage?
She's not there anymore.
Oh, darn.
I know, right? Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, what is the Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but never got?
Okay, so I always wanted like a knight in shining armor. And now I'm 40 and I still don't have it, but I did get a couple of clowns on the way.
Medieval times across the border could be
the
closest
the same
thing.
You know,
it's close,
there's
though.
There's always one of you.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. The Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but never got.
Atari game system.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Old school.
Yeah.
Asteroids.
Uh-huh. Space invaders.
Uh-huh. Why? Were you bad?
No. What we did get, though, it was called Odyssey.
What's that? The Odyssey system, yeah.
But we wanted the Atari, so I guess we were kind of brass.
Odyssey was not the Atari, the most important thing you need to know. The best part is now for about $20, you can just get the entire Atari catalog in a handheld joystick thing.
Oh, cool.
Plug it in and go and have some fun.
So what did you and your siblings do when you got the other system on Christmas?
We played with it.
Oh, okay.
And I guess we were happy.
Sure.
A long time ago, I can't remember. My other thing, I didn't know if I should say it on the air, was Barbie clothes. We got the Barbie dolls, but we wanted the real Barbie clothes. And what my parents did, they saw an ad in the paper, and this lady made homemade clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of scary, getting these homemade Barbie clothes.
Yeah, they come with a weird kind of smell to them and stuff.
They weren't the real ones with the little plastic shoes.
No, of course not.
Sure. Yeah. Blade and cigarettes.
Why? Right, it's some kind of fried chicken dinner, you know, something
you know.
Like that. Right. I don't know why Barbie has got the best outfits, but she does.
And what was her? It was Ken, and the sister was Skipper?
Mm-hmm. Skipper.
Yeah. Skipper, yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. The whole family. But Barbie and Ken, really, did they ever end up together?
I don't know.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the Christmas gift you wanted as a kid but never got?
The Stod clogs.
The Stod clogs.
Oh, boy. That's a kid from the
80s. Honestly.
Yes. Did you ever try them on at sample?
always. But never was able to afford them. Never got them for Christmas.
What was the magic of these particular clogs?
Everybody had them. It was this thing to have at the time.
Yeah. Boys and girls, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, to the clogs. There's, what's the one now? Dance Goes? That's the closest thing to clogs now, right?
Sure.
Something like that.
I guess.
I know.
I think we're bringing up some.
Sorry. I know. But you know what? We are bringing up. The moral of the story is that you're not going to get every single thing you want in life. And you just have to know that sometimes you get what you want and sometimes you don't get what you want.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.